Turning to news from Europe now, and the European Union reached a deal yesterday at a summit in Brussels that opens the way to the ratification of the Lisbon Treaty. Leaders of the 27-nation bloc agreed on the wording of a deal to persuade the Czech president to ratify the treaty, which would reform the EU's top institutions. Meanwhile, the EU wants to give 100 million euro a year to poor countries until 2020 in the framework of a draft document for the upcoming Copenhagen Conference on Climate Change. The Secretary General of Caritas Europa sent a letter yesterday to the top EU decision makers, asking them to ensure the European Council shows leadership towards a more sustainable and equitable economic future for the world. The letter also expressed particular concern about the EU's failure to arrive at a financial agreement to adequately assist the cost of climate change technologies for the developing world. Blondine Bournoil is the Caritas Policy Officer for International Cooperation. She told us more about their concerns.
The European Union has failed to come up with a joint position on climate finance commitments. That is the money that is needed to help developing countries coping with adaptation and mitigation actions to cope with the climate change impact. Basically, what the EU is proposing is to use money that is already dedicated to development aid. So that is money that should be aimed at reducing poverty around the world. And they want to use this money to cover the support that they could give to developing countries to cope with the impact of climate change. And we think this is wrong. We think that the money that is necessary to cope with the impact of climate change and helping developing countries to develop technologies, this money from the EU for climate change should be in addition to development aid. I mean, the question we have to ask ourselves is, who benefits from a weak Copenhagen Agreement? Nobody.